proclamation number 6993 dated the December 14th, 1957. God's ways are not always people's ways. Your ways are not always my ways. You often don't know the goal when you start a journey, but I know where your way is leading to and often gently push you into a different direction. And if you give in to my urging, you will also safely reach the right goal. But often your resistance is too great, your own will is stronger, and you take no notice of the gentle urges which originate from me. Then I will have to let you go because I won't forcibly break your will. And then you will be in danger of losing the connection with me, because it will not yet be tied firm enough and you will not have yet completely submitted yourselves to my guidance. But you should not be surprised that your plans will often get shattered, that your intentions won't succeed, that the way you take will become difficult for you. All these are gentle indications that it is not the right way, and even then you could still stop short and diverge from this path and get onto the right track that promises greater success. Not in the earthly material sense, but which guarantees you spiritual success. My guidance is only guaranteed if your thoughts aim into my direction, and then you will also realize that every way was right, that you made progress even if you, at first, resisted taking these ways. But if you are purely earthly minded, you will surely walk into the wrong direction and should only ever be grateful if you are clearly prevented from continuing on this path. Yet the more worldly minded a person is, the more eagerly he will try to overcome obstacles, he often pulls down all barriers, that is, he doesn't question whether what he does is right, and only tries to reach his goal which, however, is only a worldly directed one. And I must let such people have their own way, for their will is still too firmly forecast on my adversary to bow down to my will. But you humans will attain far greater benefits if you entrust yourselves to my leadership and then always let yourselves be guided without inner resistance. A father has an overview of where his child is going and what dangers lie in wait for it and, in his love, tries to guide the child onto a path which is safe to take and will lead to the right goal. And like a good father, Roman 1, 2, I'm concerned for every individual person's destiny and want his earthly path to become a blessing for him. But the human being often turns his attention into the wrong direction in the hope of finding something there which, however, will be detrimental for him. Although he retains his free will, his earthly way of life can nevertheless be directed by providence other than by that which he wishes for and wants, yet always for the benefit of his soul. Still, as long as the person complains and inwardly rebels against his destiny, this blessing will be small. Only when he surrenders in the realization that it is determined by a higher will and that it is wrong to fight against it will he achieve a benefit for his soul. And the human being will often be able to observe such fated interventions by me which should always make him think. There is only one who determines the human being's course of life, and he should learn to recognize his ways as good and right. He should always humbly bow down to his fate and know that a loving father is concerned for his child's well-being and that everything, even what is apparently unfavorable, is a blessing for the person if he does not offer resistance, if he lets himself be guided and also accepts events which the father recognizes to be right for his child and thus applies. And he should yield to every inner impulse urging him to act differently. For such inner stirrings are always my gentle voice by which I attract and call the child onto a different way, onto the way which will truly bear results and lead to the goal, to the right goal, to the purpose of his earthly life. The human being's will often differs from my will, and thus his ways are not always my ways either. But he will always have my love. And this only wants to save him. It wants to win him over for itself. And therefore it will also always guide the person such as is good for him. Yet even my love will not force his will. For this is and remains free. Because the human being shall completely freely decide in favor of his eternal Father. Amen.